12 minutes up on the clock. Warsaw 14. And Mishawaka 13. We told you earlier, we mentioned earlier that we didn't have Vandenberg with any field goals. He's made two in this game. So good job by Andy to catch that and point that out to the old guy. Option play left. Brock looking for a block. Sheds off one tackler. Can't shed off the second. He'll get out past the 25 to the 27-yard line. And it sets up third down at about three, almost three and a half, coming up for Warsaw here as the fourth quarter is underway.
You know, that was a play off the left side where Quinton evaded one tackler, evaded two tacklers, but just couldn't quite get past that third one. If he had, he would have had enough room for a first down.
Well, the second one kind of tied him up
a little bit.
Long enough for the third guy to get there. Wide side of the field is the near side. That's the right side of the formation. Warsaw very tight. On third down and three. Brock runs it left. Hands off. Duncan's got the first down as he backs his way across the 30. Out to the 32-yard line of Warsaw. Starting to run the football like Warsaw wants to run the football.
That's right. And it's especially good against a defense like Mishawaka where they know. I won't say they know what's coming, but essentially they know what's coming. It's a testament to our offensive line and just how crisp we are running this offense.
11 minutes left, fourth quarter. Warsaw leads 14-13. Quinton Brock from the 32-yard line, first down and 10. Ran a guy in motion, then sends him back. He's calling the play from the line of scrimmage. And again, it's Duncan up the middle, and he'll get a yard to the 33. And there's some sort of incident south of town. We saw the ambulance that is parked here at Fisher Field for the football games. We saw it leave, and then we saw a small fire truck leave, and now the big fire truck is headed south on State Road 15, which usually means there's been some sort of accident. So if you are on State Road 15 south of Warsaw traveling, expect that to show up either in your rearview mirror or in your windshield here in the next couple of minutes. Second down and nine. Brock, option play. Going to pitch it back late. This is Tucker Reed. No, check that. It's Davis. And Davis will get 3 yards to the 39. No, check that. Not 3 yards. How about 6 yards to the 39-yard line? And it sets up third down and three. One of Evan's things is there comes a point at which he needs to turn up field, yeah. And he slows way down to do that.
But again, there were three caveman defenders coming right at him. And I think he got – I think he got the most of what he was going to get because I think he turned around and saw those guys, and he's like, I'm going to cut my losses here.
Ball at the 39. Warsaw has to get it to the 42. Very tight formation once again. Wings on either side. And they're going to hand off to Duncan. Duncan's got a first down and more. Out past the 45 to the 46-yard line. That's a 7-yard gain for the Tiger fullback. And another Warsaw first down.
You get great blocks by the offensive line there. They don't call them the Wild Hogs for nothing. They are just getting after it right now.
9 minutes left to go. This drive started just before the end of the third quarter. Warsaw has already run 3 minutes off. A touchdown and an extra point puts them up by 8. From the 46 in Tiger territory, Quinton Brock. Option play left. Again, it's Duncan. He gets hit hard right at the line of scrimmage. He'll get a yard out to the 47-yard line. Camden Putz, outside linebacker. Probably going to be an all-conference outside linebacker. Makes the stop. Second down and 9.
And those plays are going to happen where you just get a gain for a yard. Now it's time to see if we can't get 4 or 5 yards here on this play.
We'll see if Quinton gets a chance to keep it and turn up field and make a big play happen. Ball in the orange W in the middle of Fisher Field on a beautiful night, a perfect night for high school football. Brock takes a snap, option right, going to keep it, lost the football, and Mishawaka's recovered at the 46-yard line. Quinton got caught with the ball in front of him, and Mishawaka rips it out. The second Tiger fumble lost in the game, and with 7:55 left, Mishawaka takes over at the Tiger 46.
And that's just something where it's not really Quinton's fault. He was carrying the ball just fine. Got to credit the Mishawaka defender for he just reached in and ripped that ball out. and that ball came out quickly. Now it's time for the defense. You know, you've only got 47 yards to pay dirt for Mishawaka, so it's up to our defense now, because even now a field goal puts them in the lead.
So Mishawaka with a golden chance to take the lead. They led at halftime 10-7. Snyder, hands off up the middle, O'Neill, and he dives over the 45-yard line to the Tiger 43. A gain of 3 yards and a first down carry for the sophomore fullback for Mishawaka.
And now would be a great time to see if our defense can't get that ball back. Maybe take a page out of Mishawaka's playbook and start ripping at that.
The only pass play they've run since we picked that one off is the halfback pass.
Yep.
So maybe in fact they learned their lesson.
Yep.
Second down and 7. Option play right, pitching back. This is Smith. He gets hit at the 43, and he'll go down at the 42. That's a gain of 1 yard. Good job by the Tigers to get there. Habegger on the stop, and we have an injured caveman down on the field. It's one of their offensive linemen. So we have a stoppage with 3rd down and 6 coming up for Mishawaka. Again, tomorrow morning, Tiger Talk, 9 a.m., seniors will come and visit with us. And you say, I have people ask all the time, Raj, why don't you announce on Friday who's going to be on the show on Saturday? Because I never know until they walk through the door. I never know till they get to the radio station who is coming. And so we have an injured K-band down on the field. He is getting back up, limping on his left leg, and not putting much weight on that leg.
He's limping.
I thought for a second he was going to go down. He's trying to get off the field. Tomorrow morning, Tiger Talk at 9. Sunday at noon, pregame coverage of Colts and Jags.
And you guys still serve breakfast for Tiger Talk?
Oh, Andy.
Well, I mean, I think I remember in the past, you used to get like biscuits and gravy.
We're getting biscuits and gravy from the diner.
I might be over in the morning.
You're going to have to fight 3 hungry football players and a hungry football coach for that. Good luck with that. You're likely to lose.
Yeah.
3rd down and 6 for Mishawaka at the Tiger 42-yard line. Again, every 3rd down play feels like it's incredibly important. 7 minutes, clock running here in the 4th quarter with Warsaw leading 14-13. Snyder with some last-minute instructions for his team. And it's going to be Snyder keeping it, turning upfield. He lost the football. It's rolling around loose. Warsaw thinks they've got it, and Warsaw's got it. Warsaw's recovered. Coming out of there was Matthew Flores-Ortega, and Warsaw's got the ball back with 6:43 left to go.
Boy, I'm not sure who caused that fumble because there was a massive humanity there, but they did exactly what we were talking about a couple minutes ago. Let's see if we can't do the same thing that Mishawaka just did to us and just rip that ball out. And that's exactly what happened. Whoever it was, and again, there were 5 or 6 Tiger defenders that were ready to make a tackle, just ripped that ball out, and that ball came squirting free, and that's a Warsaw recovery. We'll have 1st and 10 to go at approximately the 40-yard line.
Actually, they're going to put the ball at the 35.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know who was standing right there. In my head, it was Vilma that was standing there. The ball popped out, and it hit him right in the chest. But it was so close to him, he didn't have time to react. Warsaw up by 1, 6:43 left. Option play right block, looking for a blocker. He's got it. 45-50, 45-40. Up the near sideline, 35-30, and he ran out of bounds. He ran out of bounds on purpose at the 27-yard line of Mishawaka. And I'll tell you, normally I would frown on that play, but he had a defender right there, and he was not going to score, and he did the right thing by running out of bounds.
Yeah, the defender right in front of him to cut off his access, and again, do you take a shot? Do you have maybe the defender coming up from behind him to punch that ball out? Great choice there by Quentin Brock.
A huge run for Q.
Yep. And I like that play call.
38 yards for Brock on the run. 6:35 left to go in the game. Warsaw leads 14-13. Quentin takes a snap, hands off to Duncan, and he'll get pushed forward across the 25-yard line to the 24.
that last play, Quentin, they tried to carry out that option to the left, and he took a jab step and went back to the right with that pulling guard. Holy cow.
You could see that coming, right?
Oh, yeah.
We all saw it coming. And if he used the block correctly, it was going to be a big play. And he used it perfectly.
And James, can you imagine James Ladder coming around that that end and that little cornerback?
Yes. Yeah, that little cornerback is 160 pounds.
Oh, yeah. James Ladder is not.
Second down and 7. Brock, option play left. Again, up the middle to Duncan. And Duncan will get down to the 22-yard line. 2 more yards. Third down and 5 coming up. 2 very conservative plays run by the Tigers. The ball is on this side of the middle of the field, about halfway between the exact middle and the hash marks. 5:30 left to play. Clock running. Third down and 5. Warsaw definitely in field goal range, but they certainly want more than 3 out of this. 2 wide outs to the right. Option play left, and it's going to be Brock keeping it. Turns upfield to the 20, down to the 15-yard line. He's got a first down. Quentin Brock with a good run there. A run of 7 yards to the 15. First down and 10 Tigers with 5:10 to go, and Warsaw leading by the slimmest of margins.
Great run there by QB right off that left side. And that's kind of been his staple, that play call right there. Something that he's really excelled at lately.
Here's Warsaw, another close game. Can they finish this one off? The offense has to do its job. They need a touchdown and the extra point to go up by 8. Brock from the 15. Hands off left. Duncan puts his head down, drives it down to the 10-yard line. Gain of 5 for the Tiger fullback.
The Tigers content just to keep that game clock moving.
Brody's dad, Derek, was a fantastic football player here at Warsaw back in the day. And this is Brody's best game as a Tiger at fullback.
For sure.
This is the first time this season this part of the offense has actually worked the way they wanted to. From the 10, Mishawaka jumped off sides. Mishawaka jumped hard. That was Putz. That took a great big step across the neutral zone. The question is that enough for first and goal? I think it is.
It should be.
It is. First and goal Tigers with 4:09 left to play in the game, and Warsaw leading 14-13.
Boy, now is the chance we could just.
Well, this is a really interesting place to be because you want this clock to run, but at the same time, you don't want to not score.
Right.
Even if you run down to 2 minutes, you don't want to be up by 1 the way the last 2 weeks have gone. Brock is going to milk this clock down. The play clock is at 10. The game clock's at 3:53. Quinton now under center. Runs left with Duncan, and he runs into a pile of white jerseys. And he gets nothing. Second and goal from the 5.
And that's okay. That really is okay. Kind of what you were just talking about.
Grady Nelson runs onto the field for the Tigers as a tight end option. Interested to see if Keith Kinder, if they get a stop here on second down, whether he starts taking his timeouts. Remember, he used one earlier. He's only got 2 left. Again, Warsaw can run this clock right down to 3 minutes, leading 14-13. Brock points to the middle linebacker. And they're going to hand off, and it's Duncan again, and he's not going to get much. Maybe a yard to the 4. Yep. And now Mishawaka will take the first of their 2 timeouts. 2:56 left to go in the game. Warsaw 14, Mishawaka 13, back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. What a game. I'll be honest, 100% honest, and I've always been honest with you people from day one back in 1991. I went into this game hoping that we just didn't get run off our own field. After the way the last 2 weeks have gone with the injuries that we have, I just was really concerned that we weren't going to have enough against this Mishawaka team. Well, we certainly have had enough. Yep. The question is, do we have enough to win the game? And right now, Warsaw faces third and goal from the 4 with 2:56 left to go, leading by 1.
Well, we talked in the pregame, too, about on paper how Mishawaka looks to be a little bit better, you know, stat-wise, just the way they've played. But, again, we noted in that pregame, if we can come out with some heart and some grit, and I think that's exactly what we've done tonight.
My sense is that Mishawaka is going to make sure that it isn't Brock or Duncan that beats them with this play. They want them to pitch the ball to somebody and make them get to the goal line. Here we go, third and goal for the four. Brock rolling to his right, looking, pump fakes, fires the end zone. Touchdown! Ethan Egoff! A four-yard touchdown with 2:50 to go, and the Tigers lead by 7.
What a play call. During that last commercial break, Roger, you called it. Maybe not the person that actually caught the ball, but do we dare put the ball in the air here? And the answer was yes, we do. And Mishawaka wasn't quite expecting it, and Egolf was running wild in the end zone, and great throw and great catch.
Egolf ran a great route.
Yep.
He was wide open, and Brock threw the ball perfectly right into his hands. And now, what a huge moment here for Warsaw. Smythe for the extra point to put the Tigers up by 8. Habegger to snap it back, Vilma to hold it, Smythe to kick it. There's the snap. There's the spot. The kick is away, and it is right down the middle. 2:50 to go in the game. Warsaw 21, Mishawaka 13. Get out the heart medicine, folks. Here we go. Back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. 65 yards in 3 minutes and 53 seconds. The touchdown and extra point put Warsaw up 21-13. And here we are a week from being in this exact same scenario with almost the exact same amount of time on the clock.
Yep.
And now let's see if the Tigers can win this football game and how Keith Kinder wants to operate his offense, which, like Warsaw's, is not big on getting big plays down the field through the passing game. Smythe bunches up his kickers, whistle sounds, and now everybody spreads out. That's something new that Warsaw has been doing this week. And the run-up, Smythe with the wind, drives it high and deep, and it is 8 yards into the end zone. Oh, we got some stuff going on after the play. Is there going to be a flag? Yes, there is. Potts a little too aggressive with Flores Ortega, and then when the whistle sounded, Putz, like, started to get up and fell down on top of him and then fell on top of him again. So that's going to cost them half the distance, and Mishawaka is going to have to go 90 yards.
Well, that's huge, huge penalty there.
They pointed towards Warsaw there. That's wrong. He's going to have to change that.
Yep.
Yes, there you go. Don't do that to us. Do you know what's happened the last 2 weeks here? Don't you guys understand? So I had to move the ball half the distance from the 20 is the 10. And now Mishawaka's got to go 90 yards and get a two-point conversion in 2:50 to send this game to overtime. Snyder under center, sends a man in motion, fakes the pitch, drops the throw, looking deep, under pressure, throws it out in the flat, it's caught by Smith, and he lost the ball out of bounds. They're going to say,
whoa.
They're going to mark it as a catch and a gain of 6 yards to the 16-yard line of Warsaw's fans. Certainly don't like that. Although,
wow.
I don't have a huge problem with it because he did turn after he caught the ball.
Yeah, clearly, I guess all levels are different. Definitely did not complete the catch.
2:43 left to go. Second down and 4 from the 16. Option play and a late pitch back, and it's Smith again. And I think he's got a first down. He does. Out to the 22-yard line. That's a gain of 6 more yards for Mishawaka. And this time the clock stops with 2:37 left to go.
Quick pitch there by Mishawaka. See if our defense can't bow up here.
From the 22, almost to the 23, where they put the ball. Actually, mark it at the 23. First down and 10 to Mishawaka, 2.5 minutes left. Option play right. Keeper by Landon Snyder. Turns upfield at the 30 and is tackled at the 30. Schultz on the tackle for Warsaw. That's a gain of 6 yards. And it's second down and, well, actually 7 yards. And it's a gain of 3. All right, so second down and 3. Clock still running, down to 2:10 left. Back to throw, Snyder. Pressure coming for the backside blitz. He throws on the run. Got a man wide open down the field. At the 40-yard line, the catch is made by Josh Sandy, and it's a first down for the Cavemen.
And that's a great reception by Sandy. Just kept 2 feet right on the edge of that out-of-bounds line. Great, and a great pass by Snyder, too. Got to give credit to him. A great pass and a great catch, and then he went out of bounds.
Tiger coverage was very loose. Snyder caught the ball and fell out of bounds, and there wasn't anybody within 3 yards of him. 2:04 left. Again, Mishawaka's got a score, and they need a two-point conversion, just like Plymouth did last week. Snyder sends his brother out wide, play action fake. Here comes the blitz. He's in trouble. He runs out of there. He's going to take off, and he throws the ball almost into the stands. Holy cow. Holy cow. I've never seen somebody so close to the stands throw it that far. He one-hopped the bleachers. Second down and 10. I'm not suggesting it's grounding. He's out of the pocket. He threw it past the line of scrimmage.
Yep.
It meets the criteria. Yep. However, I just don't know if I've ever seen anybody throw it that far out of bounds, that close to the sideline. Second down and 10. Again, the ball on the far hash mark. Wide side of the field is the near side. There's one wide out for Mishawaka here. Back to throw, Snyder. Quick throw over the middle, and it's dropped. Sandy was cutting over the middle. Would have had about 8 yards. Dropped the ball. Strawn was the closest defender to it. It's third down and 10. 1:53 to go. And again, Mishawaka has 2 timeouts left.
And I think that time that receiver for Mishawaka heard some footsteps, because if he would have caught that ball, definitely would have had a hard tackle put on him.
Yeah, Wilson was standing back there, and Villema was not far behind. They were ready to light him up.
Oh, yeah.
Third and 10. They need to get the ball to the midfield stripe in the next two plays to keep the game alive. Option play. Snyder keeps it. Beats Habegger. Trying to cut outside, and he's tackled. Wilson drops him at the 42-yard line. It's a gain of 2, and here's the game. It's fourth down and 8 with 1:38 left to go.
What a great open field tackle by Tristan Wilson. Tremendous.
1:30 left to go. Clock still moving. They're taking their time. They want to get this right. Snyder needs 8 yards. 1:20 to go. And a whistle. And Warsaw takes timeout. Warsaw takes timeout. Timeout, Bart Curtis. 1:17 left. We are keeping it here. With Warsaw leading 21-13 over Mishawaka. You think about how this team has lost football games the last 2 weeks.
This feels
just like it. And now here they are with fourth down and 8. Remember, at Concord 2 weeks ago, it was fourth and 13 for Concord at their own end, and they converted.
Yep.
And on fourth and 3, they scored the game-winning touchdown with 23 seconds to go.
Somehow this just feels different to me, though.
They played
just a different vibe.
They played a really good game.
Yep.
You think about it. They turned the ball over twice, and they're still beating Mishawaka by 8 with 1:17 left.
Well, yeah, and you have to think, if we don't force that fumble, what does Mishawaka do on that play? Or that drive? Do they keep it going, and do they score?
Yeah.
You know, that was a huge play by our defense there.
Yep. 4th and 8. This defense. It took personally what's happened the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I will just tell you that with 100% factualness. And now they're waving to their fans, asking them to stand and cheer and make noise.
One more stop. That's what we need. One more.
One play.
Yep.
You can take knees and get off the field and win the game. Jackson Snyder brings – or Landon Snyder brings his team out. Jackson Snyder – if you're looking for a guy, that's the guy. You got to watch for that guy. Here we go. Everybody stomping their feet, making noise in the aluminum bleachers. Snyder takes a snap, deep drop, looking backside, under pressure, hit as he throws it deep down the field, and it's going to be incomplete! It's going to be incomplete! There were only Tigers back at the 32-yard line where the ball hit the ground, and with 1:10 to go, the Tigers can run it out and win this football game.
great quarterback pursuit. Gavin Schultz, Hunter Dippin, Grady Nelson caused him to throw the ball probably 3 seconds before he wanted to throw it. And you could tell that the result of that pass, the pass was overthrown by 7-8 yards. Great pursuit there by the Tiger defenders. And that's more than likely going to be a wrap for today, tonight. Great defensive stand.
Well, I'm saying this just because I feel like I need to. I got to hang on to the ball.
Yeah.
We got to take care of this snap.
Yep.
And the others that come with it. Oh, they're going to run a play. Duncan off the left side gets 2 yards to the 40. Mishawaka's got two timeouts. They're not taking one right here.
Huh.
Warsaw can run this clock down to 25 seconds before they have to snap it.
Right.
I don't know what's happening right now. I am so confused. They have two timeouts. You take them now and you force a turnover or something happens, you get the ball left, you have some time to do something.
And we'll just go to victory, right?
10 on the play clock. Warsaw's going to take a knee. Now they line up in the victory formation. Brock takes a snap, drops to a knee.
That's it.
And the clock's going to keep running, and Mishawaka is not going to take a timeout. The Warsaw players come running over and hug and high-five each other, and the Warsaw fans rise to their feet as one. The Warsaw Tigers have beaten the Mishawaka Cavemen tonight in Week 7 by a final score of 21-13. Warsaw is a winner, and the losing streak is over. Post-game coverage begins next on News Now Warsaw. What a football game. What an interesting football season. What a last 15 days for this Warsaw football team. They lose two heartbreakers and then come back and beat Mishawaka here and hold a team that's averaging 35 points per game to 13. 21-13, the final. Warsaw wins. Second half scoring, there were three scores. Evan Davis on a 5-yard pitch play with 7:47 left to go in the third quarter. That was the opening drive of the third quarter. That would be a great candidate for drive of the game, by the way. They went on that drive. They went 73 yards in 4 minutes and 13 seconds. And Davis finished it off with a 5-yard pitch into the right corner of the end zone at the north end. 14-10, Warsaw led after Smythe added the extra point. Then Vanderburg came back for Mishawaka and kicked his second field goal of the night with 8 seconds left to go in the third quarter. It was a 28-yarder, and it made it 14-13 Tigers. And then Warsaw, well, things got crazy. Warsaw fumbled the ball. Mishawaka fumbled it back. Warsaw went back down the field and scored with 2:50 to go on a pass play. Quentin Brock to Ethan Egoff. It was perfectly executed in every way. The blocking, the route, the throw, all of it was beautiful. And it was a touchdown to Egoff from 4 yards out that made it 20-13. Smythe added the all-important extra point that made it 21-13. And then the Tigers held to Mishawaka on fourth down, and Mishawaka threw an incomplete pass, and that allowed the Tigers to run the rest of the timeout and win the game 21-13. It's time for the drive of the game brought to you by Stonehenge Golf Course, a championship course steeped in tradition on Pearson Road. Stonehenge is ranked as the top 10 golf course in the state with immaculate greens, fairways, and tees open to all. Enjoy a Scottish-style links course right here in Winona Lake at Stonehenge. The drive of the game? Well, that's easy. Warsaw got the ball up by one with 6:43 left to play in the football game. They needed to run timeout, and they needed points from it, and they got both. Warsaw went 65 yards in 3 minutes and 53 seconds. Ended up with that touchdown that we described from Quentin Brock to Ethan Egoff with 2:50 to go. That put the Tigers up by 7. The extra point made it 8. Warsaw won the football game 21-13. Again, that's the drive of the game brought to you by Stonehenge Golf Course on Pearson Road. Final stats are coming your way next on News Now Warsaw.